This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Onnit.com. If you're like me, you wake up in the morning with brain fog, feeling lazy and confused. Your job or jobs require you to be on top of everything, but your mind often slows down, your attention drifts away, and your memory fails. Coffee and prescription meds have failed you, leaving you with jitters and a lack of sleep. Worst of all, it keeps happening when you need to be on top of your game. Lucky for you, Onnit may have the answer. With a team of scientists and researchers, Onnit took the best earth-grown botanicals and created a one-of-a-kind cognitive enhancer called AlphaBrain. It could be the solution you've been looking for. AlphaBrain works. It's been clinically studied to help healthy individuals support memory, focus, and processing speeds, and is made from natural ingredients found in nature. For a limited time, Onnit is giving you a chance to try AlphaBrain free of charge. That's right, I said it, free. You just have to pay the shipping. Best of all, if you're not satisfied, you can keep the bottle and Onnit will give you a free refund. You don't even have to call. No hoops, no catch, nothing. It's as easy as could possibly be, entirely risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. So go to onnit.com/JREE and try it today. That's onnit.com/JREE to try your AlphaBrain trial today.
You are now listening to the Joe Rogan Experience Throwback Edition with Chico, Simon, Kamar, and your host, Matt Floyd.
Good stuff, Kamar.
You were trying to give me the
count. Yeah, I was trying to give you the fucking super professional count in. I hit three and Kamar's just fucking running.
As you do. So the first one was like, oh, there it is. And then it's just gone. Was it the white power symbol to give me that?
Yeah, Kamar was just off to the races there.
These episodes are so much fun. No pressure.
No, these are fun. Welcome back to the Joe Rogan Experience. This is another episode of This Isn't Gonna Age Well. That's what we call this thing. I don't know what episode this is. Probably six. Or no, five. This is five. Depending on what order I release them in. Ha ha! This one was Kamar's choice. And for this one, we did Artie Lang.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting choice. Simon, what number was it? 608?
618.
As usual, I got the number wrong.
Did you do any of your interesting background research for Artie?
Yeah. Okay. So,
okay, let's hear it. Well, what date was it, first of all?
It was February 25th, okay. 2015.
Wow.
That February was the coldest in 115 years in Ottawa. Just throwing that out there.
I'm sure Artie touched on that for sure.
Yeah, Sam Chipley got way better fucking news this time.
Are you looking this up now?
Yeah.
Oh, so you were ill-prepared. No, okay.
So the reason why I chose that is because...
Because he has no nose now?
He is
really sunken.
But did you watch it?
I didn't watch it, no. I just listened to it.
He looks like a bag of shit. Like, he looks horrible. And
somehow he looks way worse now.
And he's fallen further. But on this, I felt like this was a cry for help.
Oh, I want to be the... Well, I guess I won't be the first because you just said... I wasn't going to say so much a cry for help. What I was going to say is... I thought Joe came off really poorly in this episode.
He wasn't picking up what Artie was putting down.
No, right? Joe felt like an enabler, if anything.
So what, you have fun? You doing this?
Dude, when he was like, why don't you get a Vegas residency? I was like, Joe, this guy just finished saying he's a degenerate gambler and a drug addict. You're telling him to move to Sin City and get a Vegas residency. I was like, why don't you just give him $1 million worth of heroin,
Joe? I feel
Joe?
Like he was just trying to help poor Artie. Artie, like... at some points, I thought he was telling Joe that he was going to commit suicide.
Yeah, it seemed like a cry for help. And he kept mumbling, oh, I got to change my ways. Like,
No, he kept saying, I got to get out of this. And then Joe would say, what, comedy? And Artie would be like, yeah, comedy.
He kept trying to put this down, like, ask me what the heroin I'm doing right now, or ask me how fucking high I am right now. Like, yeah. And he's so self-defeating.
He didn't seem high. I thought he had come out of rehab.
Maybe he's not high, but...
I thought he wasn't doing
it. No, he wasn't high because he sounded really lucid.
But we know he relapsed so hardcore, so he's on the cusp of it or whatever. But it seemed like the end of the line for Artie, and then 2 years later he gets crashing.
Yeah.
Like, Like, even though this guy's fucking hates his life, just wants to do drugs and bang
hookers. Have you seen the fucking interview with, like, Pete Holmes and Judd Apatow where they're like, what's it like with Artie? And they're like, oh, sometimes he showed up. Sometimes we just have to write his character out of the scene.
Well, no. They gave him the opportunity and obviously he fucked it up because smash cut, he's picking up garbage in New Jersey.
Smash cut, yeah. I mean, it's been a rough, rough fucking road for Artie.
It's been such a rough road.
But you got to talk about, like, I mean, he really had every opportunity. Like, you can sit there. It's his own demons. I mean, you can sit there.
Of course. It's
like, so, he had Stern.
It's so frustrating to watch, like...
Dude, I mean, Stern alone could have paid his bills for life.
What's he running from? You know what I mean?
Well, and he's a degenerate gambler. Like,
but he is hilarious.
He's hilarious.
Like, he's
just,
so funny.
As a, just a person, like, not
he's
even
so funny.
But
he's
that
so
guy has funny. To make like $1 million
just
off
to be
some
miserable.
Show. No, to support 2 years of his life or addiction. A year of his life. You know, like,
was it this
just...
one where he talked? Where's was it this one where he was like, "Listen, I don't know what to tell you. A lot of girls left New York thinking they banged Newman."
No,
no. Wasn't in this, oh no. Fuck.
No, he said Joe asked him what was the most he's ever won, and he said something
140 grand. And but he ended up down 5K after
that's
the
also
hookers.
The most I've lost.
He lost 30 grand on one Super Bowl. He said when he won that 100 grand, by the end of that weekend, he actually owed.
I just said
grand.
That he was down 5 grand by the end of
it. 3
yeah.
days, yeah.
Whatever it was, him.
Yeah. And so, like, he's just looking for trouble and fighting it.
I need someone, now I know this is on the Patreon, so there's probably only 6 people listening, but someone needs to tell me whether this is true or not, because I've been spreading this, and I heard this. I heard that Rounders is based loosely on Norm Macdonald and Artie Lang.
I think I've heard that before.
Well, the problem with that is I heard that from you. So
it might be something you just want to believe.
Well, no, Matt might be the only one propagating this myth.
But you know what I mean?
Never
listen,
heard
hold
it
on.
Anywhere else.
But I want to say, hold for the on. Record, I'm like, I'm calling this out, saying like, this could be a Tom Segura, Tommy Lee Jones's gay thing.
I think,
like,
that's exactly what you got going on here.
Maybe, but I think I remember hearing it like an old Stern or something. Okay. But again, I also said loosely. Now think about it though; they're both degenerate gamblers.
But I mean,
Norm Macdonald.
Yeah, Norm.
Those are, they must be the enablers.
Oh, for sure.
Did you hear the quote he tells?
What, the OJ joke was the best fucking Norm thing the whole time.
Well, that was but when Artie got the review that said he had,
oh
the
my god, that's
charm
so
of
funny.
A
the charm
rapist.
Of a date rapist.
Hey, you know,
they have way more charm than a real rapist.
So Matthew,
yeah,
the very first thing I pull up,
yeah,
the very first one that comes up, yeah, is. Sorry, just hold
on. Is it on Reddit?
Just hold on 1 second. This sounds ridiculous, but Norm Macdonald was on Howard Stern's radio show today, and Stern mentioned that people are saying that the Rounder script was written about Norm, that Kopelman followed Norm around and watched him play at the Mayfair back in the day. Hold on.
Haha.
But wait.
Breaking news.
It's on Breitbart.
That's the rumor. BuzzFeed.
It's on BuzzFeed, yeah. Simon scrolling past all the bullshit
also,
advertisements.
Norm also mentioned a new poker TV show coming up on a Playboy channel that will feature Norm, Artie Lang, Sime, Salmon, and Jennifer. Yeah, I mean, but again, this isn't telling me anything.
Well, keep in mind, so if he said that a fucking director followed him around playing poker, I said it was loosely based on him. It, you know, we could get there. You could get there.
10 things you didn't know about Rounders. You want to hear 10 things you didn't know about Rounders?
I mean, only 5's probably worth it, but...
Yeah, just
Matt Damon
best.
And Edward Norton both played in the World Series of Poker.
Not
they
interesting.
They entered the 10,000 buy-in and ended up losing the game to the former champion Doyle Brunson.
Both of them?
I don't know, man.
That's a crock of shit. Keep going.
The film is based in part on actor Norm Macdonald. I'm not really sure it was supposed to be based on Norm Macdonald since the details are lacking, but okay.
Boo-yah.
No, but again, this is... Yeah, so I guess you're not the only one who's heard that, Matthew.
Okay.
But I can't find anywhere
that makes
that
a fact
actually,
where I come from.
Listen, at least there was a fucking Google search, because if nothing came up, I would have been like, all right, yeah, I'm just way off.
Bonafide.
There you go.
But that makes Rounders... extra interesting.
Listen, the reason I asked you if you wanted to hear the 10 things about Rounders
is because it was on there.
No.
Oh.
Well, yes, because I just saw it, but because I have so little on this episode.
Oh, Artie.
Norm's joke about Norm's OJ joke at the ESPYs.
Hilarious.
That is a fucking, that is a showstopper. What a great joke.
You know what we did here in this episode?
Go on.
I think it may be the first time.
No, it's not the first time.
The Holtzman.
You don't know.
Well, the fucking exactly, Holtzman
joke. 618, exactly. So put it on the board, yeah, okay. Because 618 is now the first sighting of the, yeah, Holtzman story.
It felt very fresh when he told the story this time.
It can't be, though. This is 618.
I honestly, though, hold on.
I think we're going to hear it in like five.
When
well, no, he's not at the Comedy Store before this.
So what?
He's just come back to the Comedy Store. We heard Brian Holtzman at the Comedy Store. And then when he was the Sam Tripoli, he wasn't at the Comedy Store at that time.
We'll find out.
I thought he heard. Episodes. Well, hold on a second. I thought he heard Holtzman
at the Ice House.
I was going to say in Boston.
Oh,
I thought it went that far back. Am I wrong there? Is Holtzman not a Boston comic?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I can't confirm.
Hold on. Let's just. So it's fine. 618. It's on the board. It's
not on the board.
It will be, though. But it's very interesting to me because, like, hearing it, I cringed. I just was like, how is this possible that we're on 1,300 and what, like 12 or something?
And he said it in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's
that's 600 episodes.
It's a lot harder now to hear it than back then when this happened. And I do think this might be the first sighting.
Okay, hold on a second.
So hold on. We're also going to start a count. So this will be, we're going to start a Holtzman count as well.
The story that Holtzman tells about those kids, what year does that happen in?
Mm-hmm.
Where the two kids...
We're going to have to do some serious research.
Because at least then... Because Brian Holtzman is a very old comic, Kumar. Like, you know who he is?
Oh, yeah, I know.
So, and he's from Long Island. So it is possible that Joe heard this joke when he was touring way back in the day, you know, doing his Boston rounds.
It's funny we're so sick of it that we can't... Because he says the name...
Yeah, the woman, yeah.
The
it's because we're so... And dude, I block it out
if
once.
If I punch that in, we'll find out the
answer.
Well,
let's do it. Let's
What's
find
her
out.
Name?
We don't know her name.
Well, find out. Just write, who's the guy, the joke that Joe always talks about?
Oh, interesting, interesting, interesting.
Okay, let's talk about something else. They said that Stevie Ray Vaughan would wake up in the morning and dissolve
cocaine.
His coke in JD.
Mm-hmm.
That is fucked, man.
Yeah, but what was weird is Joe would just ask Artie... about cocaine, like they kept talking about drugs,
know,
and Artie
it's
was
true, it's
and,
true.
And he just sort of
that was
asked
odd.
Stevie Ray Vaughan about that because he does this. He kept putting stuff
odd.
Off, and he knew the answers to everything. And they were talking about opiates and stuff
you've
like that.
You've never done coke, Matt?
No, sir.
Kumar, I know you've done coke. It's such a to be addicted to that would be terrible. I imagine it's so.
I'll tell you, opioids is much worse.
It's much worse. The addiction is worse, but the actual doing the coke, like it, after a while, you know, like your nose and just look for the for heroin, that would be really bad too. Having to shoot up all the time, like fuck, you know, you're collapsing veins, all that shit. But to pop pills is nothing, man.
No.
You pop pills. I guess you can snort the pills. You can grind them up and snort them.
What I meant is the withdrawal is much worse.
Oh, yeah.
opioids than cocaine.
It's probably like 1,000 times.
It's way
worse.
Easier to stop doing cocaine because it's expensive. But
I'm just talking about,
sick as fuck.
I'm just thinking about you wake up in the morning and you have to do coke. It just, the idea of that is like not appealing at all.
It's in bourbon. It's in Jack Daniel's.
Yeah, well, I was going to say something. Also is
that's
fucking disgusting.
If you're
disgusting.
Dissolving it that way, but what if you're just a guy who needs to like snort coke when you wake up in the morning? You know?
Sure. Yeah. But I mean, let's talk about his alcoholism as well. Like imagine doing Jack Daniel's first thing in the morning. Oh my God.
None of that sounds nice. Yeah.
I mean,
like at least an Elton John vodka martini in the morning sounds a little more appetite. Jack Daniel's first thing. Ugh. Fuck out of here with that nonsense.
Andre Agassi was a meth head.
Yeah, he was doing. Yeah, that was crazy.
Functional meth head. So I mean, if you have money, it's a whole different story.
He was not only a functional meth head.
He was winning he was winning grand slams.
I don't know if he was winning at the time.
Well, Pete Sampras was around, so it's tough to say. If Pete Sampras hadn't been around, Agassi most likely.
No, yeah, I mean, I just don't know how.
You're saying when he was doing
meth. I read the book,
meth.
I don't remember if he was actually winning tournaments
at that
point.
If he was competitive at that point,
or if he was like falling off at that point. I think he was falling off at that point.
It's crazy. And I knew this about Artie before listening to this, that he can name any World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe didn't even want to entertain it.
That was crazy.
Hold on,
just
stop.
Said, I didn't know. I don't know baseball. Look it up on the fucking computer.
Can I tell you this? This is when Joe goes, I don't know what to tell you. I wish I followed sports. I whispered to myself, so do I, Joe.
Joe even said, I saw when I told you that I didn't follow sports that your face dropped and you thought less of me. And Artie was like, no, I didn't.
Yeah. Oh, you could tell Artie was like, what are you, half a fag? Yeah, for sure. Like, I can't believe it's weird, though, that Joe doesn't. He literally knows just jack shit about sports.
Sports and music, man.
Well, he knows a ton about boxing. They both knew a ton about boxing.
Yeah, okay, we know that combat sports, Joe definitely is balls deep. About
other sports, he knows zero.
But Joe loves boxing because he loves combat and the physicality, and Artie loves boxing because he's betting on it. Yeah. Was it Yates? Is it the Yates? Andrea Yates? Is that her name?
I don't know.
The Holtzman joke?
Does
that
no idea.
Sound familiar?
No, that doesn't sound familiar.
But I have no idea.
But you could say any name right now.
It's crazy how...
She drowned five babies.
She drowned five babies?
No, this was just two kids. This was two kids.
Maybe it was five. Who knows? Anyway.
Anyways.
Was that five kids in a car, Kamar? Because if it was so, that's not her. No.
Boxing was so tied up in the mob back in the day. It's crazy how, like, because it was so tied up in gambling, it was just.
See Tyson Fury won this weekend?
Did he?
Yeah.
Against who? Like, who are they even fighting at this
point? He's fighting a German named Schwartz.
None of these guys are fighting who they should be fighting.
Why? He's going to fight Wilder in next July.
Is he?
Yeah, they already announced, like, tentatively this week. Hmm. His Frank Sinatra story was fucking hilarious as well.
Oh, that's the best story of them all.
So funny.
What was the Sinatra story?
A reporter asked Sinatra, he was like, yeah, all these guys like Charlie Manson and these guys say that when they're going to get out of jail, they want to come and kill you. And he apparently didn't miss a beat. He just looks at me and he goes, let him out.
Let him out.
Let him out. Yeah.
Let him out.
Just Frank the stone cold fucking killer. I mean, he was mobbed up as fuck too.
Susan Smith.
It was her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was it.
What year was that?
94.
Oh my God, this could be fucking episode two on. Like,
that is not good.
Kamar, so Kamar, am I right? 94 is like back when Joe was first starting in Boston.
Yeah, so he must have heard of
something. So he heard that.
That made the timeline
in
there.
Long Island when he was.
So this literally could go. This could go back.
This is what I'm saying. We could hear this.
Wow.
We might have heard this in number one.
We're gonna have to work. No, we didn't. We did not. We just listened to one.
I'm saying.
Yeah, we could have. Yeah.
We might have.
But Holtzman still may be telling that joke today.
Remember Susan Smith?
The harder part to swallow. No, the Frank Sinatra quote was amazing. All his quotes are amazing. Like, it's so weird. He's such a tortured, like...
Who's Sinatra?
No, Artie.
Oh, Artie. I was going to say.
He's like a Kurt Cobain, you know?
Holtzman is still in comedy. Nobody on the Joe Rogan show gets more free plugs than Brian Holtzman.
Oh, fuck. On an awful bit.
He should be on.
They have to get him on just so they can like talk about that fucking joke.
No, we're trying to get Chappelle and Eddie Murphy on, not fucking Brian Holtzman.
I changed my mind. I think that's all we should be going for.
No. I can't believe I was right about Rounders, though. Incredible.
I just appreciate that Artie is aware that he's a piece of shit.
You're making it seem like you made up that.
No, because I had never actually looked into it. It was only as I was about to say it that I was like,
the Rounders?
This is one of those things that I keep telling people, but I'm absolutely
the Rounders.
Yeah, that I've absolutely not looked into.
And then when it comes back to you, you wonder, is that a rumor or is it just six people and someone thought I might want to know?
Exactly, yeah.
You know,
now it's been backed up.
That confirms it.
Well, now I've heard it from three people. No, that's it. I don't know.
No. Artie, if you watch this episode, looks like a bag of shit and is crying for help. And they're oblivious, it feels like.
Yeah.
And he's like, tell him, yeah, we're going to get you a trainer. We're going to do all this stuff. He's like, I can't afford that because obviously his vices takes all his money. And then, as I've said before, he gets crashing. Like, this guy just falls up.
Well, Joe's really not getting it, too. Like, what do you mean you can't get sponsors? It's like, Joe... This guy is telling you he's a junkie. Like, you're not... Do we have to spell it out for you? Like,
no, but the sponsor thing didn't make any sense.
Like, he's not waking up and doing emails to anybody.
He couldn't get his podcast monetized. Like,
well, his podcast is now down. He stopped doing it 2017. Just another.
Yeah, well, $6 a month.
Like, he just doesn't.
No, but he should have been doing a free podcast. Like, whoever was giving him the advice that he should have been behind a firewall.
It's a paywall. Back. It's a paywall.
I think most of these old school guys
are
like...
It's the same fucking thing, Matt.
But it's not.
I think these old...
A firewall, a
China
paywall.
China puts up a firewall.
It's something to get past.
Fine.
I think all these...
It could be a fucking brick wall. It could be the Great Wall of China. It could be the fucking wall they tore down between the Germanies.
No, we name things for a reason.
It could be the wall Trump wants to build to keep the Mexicans out.
That'd be horrible.
That'd be horrible.
No, it's... what was I going to say? Fuck. What were we talking about? The wall? We were talking about walls?
No, we were talking about Artie fucking Lang.
Why did Artie Lang and walls have anything to do with each other?
Because Simon said, we were talking about him, his podcast costing $6
a
month.
Oh, the firewall, the firewall.
The paywall.
And I was going to say, I think there's a thing with these older school guys that don't do anything for free. They don't understand this. You build it, they
come.
Well,
they didn't back then.
No, a lot of them still don't.
I'm sure old guys still don't know. Like... Conan has sponsors and stuff. Like, he got them, obviously it's Conan O'Brien, but they don't think about putting it out there.
No, I get what you're saying, but if Artie Lang in 2017 said, I want to make money off my podcast, it can't just be Joe Rogan that could offer him the advice that, you know, go start looking for guys like the Fleshlight. They will have no problem.
Because
he was sending out some bad tweets at the time. He was like being Roseanne Barred, you know?
Yeah, but you're also forgetting too. He said, he's like, I did a podcast in my own house. I was late 6 times. Like, he.
That was funny.
He's. No, but his point is like, I'm unreliable. So I'm sure. Listen, if he's on the biggest podcast in the world saying I'm unreliable, what sponsor is then going to be like, let's get behind this guy?
Is he sober now? Okay.
No.
I think he is sober because he's in jail.
He's in jail? Wait, he's on Crashing, though.
Not anymore.
Crash has been canceled.
Crashing's been canceled?
Mm-hmm.
And do you not remember? When? Do you not remember the photos of Artie last year with his nose pretty much missing? You don't remember that?
Yeah.
When I caved in.
He looks terrible.
Well, he's spending all that Crashing money.
He looks terrible always.
He looks just
It's unbelievable. God-awful. But I guess he gets cast, you know?
He might still get Stern money. You never know.
But like, who else was on Rogan just recently? And I remember them saying that they didn't have any money. And I was like, how do you not have any money?
It was the SEAL guy, Phil Demers.
No, it wasn't the fucking SEAL.
Oh, it was definitely the SEAL guy, Phil Demers.
Doesn't have any money. No, it was a comedian. And I was like, this just doesn't make any sense. But anyway.
Couldn't have been Neil Brennan. That's for sure.
No, Neil Brennan is fucking loaded.
Yes, he is.
51.
51 what?
That's how old Art Lang is.
Oof. He doesn't look a day under 80.
42. That's how old I am.
Happy birthday,
this
Simon.
Year. And 42 is the answer to the question in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So I was telling Matt.
That's why the Raptors won.
That's why the Raptors won. And this could just be a big year for us.
Well, don't forget.
Yeah, riding my.
Don't forget. We're trying to make 42. It to 1 million downloads by November 2nd. That's my big stupid goal for the
done
year.
Deal.
Yeah.
1 million downloads by November 2nd.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Consider that done.
And you're going to win a comedy competition.
But yeah, he sounded so fucking depressed. Like, there were times when he was saying, did I say that on air or was I talking to you guys?
About killing himself?
Yeah.
No. You haven't said to me and I haven't heard on air yet.
I don't know what we're talking about all of a sudden. I got lost
somebody.
Right there.
Well, if I'm repeating myself, I'm sorry. But yeah, it sounded like he was...
Yeah, you said that at the beginning, at the jump of the show, that he sounded like he was going to kill himself.
To you guys or to when us. We were recording?
Yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah, you we said that on already. Yeah. What is his Thank demon, you. Though? You know, like, was he molested or like...
No, I mean, listen, if he's a gambling...
Some people are just addicts, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It has nothing to do with, you know... You know,
no,
like,
no,
life
the other
boring.
Thing too. Hold on, the other
we
thing
know
too.
From
wait.
Johan, though, they're addicted to something because they're not happy. Like, what
Kumar,
does he need to be happy?
The other thing too, though, with gamblers is they've done a lot of research and they find that gamblers actually get a bigger high when they lose. So, but what I'm saying is, though, if you've been a gambler your whole life and you're just really addicted to losing, then like you you know, that's physically what he's addicted to is losing. So like Artie right now probably feels like $1 million. Like he's just on top of the fucking world. Like no nose. Well, I'm just saying is that's, you know, that's his addiction, losing.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about having a celebrity pool tournament. Did that ever happen?
No.
Of course not.
That sounds like fun, though.
But they talked about that. They want to put it up on the web and stuff, and nothing came.
Anybody have any interest in being in a pool league?
Well, we got bowling and frisbee right now. I'll play pool with you. I don't want to go into a league, but if you want to bowl.
I meant just play pool.
If you want to play pool once a week, I'm down.
When are we better?
I used to play pool all the time, and it's just something that's slipped under the radar.
The Orange Monkey or something?
Yeah, exactly. Orange Monkey.
I'd rather do stuff like that, though, when the weather's not.
Yeah, you're right.
We should be doing that in the winter.
What was I going to say? He once said he made a bet that got so fucked up, he called back and bet on the other team.
Oh, that was so fucking good.
It's a good way to hedge your bets,
man.
That
was so good.
He didn't do it on purpose.
No, and
I just love to the bookie being like, you got to learn a lesson.
Why do you even let me do that? You need to learn a lesson.
I was telling someone the other day, Kamar, I woke up one day when I lived in Sandy Hill in that apartment. I woke up one day so hungover, blackout. Don't remember any of the night, and I go into the living room and there's like a stack of hundreds, like $2,300 in hundreds, and then a bunch of 25 and 100 chips from the casino sitting there. And I was just like, what the fuck? I don't remember how I got it. And then finally later on that day, someone hit me up on Facebook who I like just have very few relations with and was like, yo, you were crazy last night at the casino playing Baccarat. And I was like, I don't know how to play Baccarat. And he was like, oh, I know. Yeah, apparently I was just like, just letting it ride.
But in that case, you didn't learn a lesson.
No, I've learned my lesson many other times sober.
But that time we're like, I should get drunk all the time.
Yeah, I think the key is you should be blackout drunk when gambling at the casino. Yeah. It's probably better to put no thought into what you're doing than the thought.
I wish I could have partied once with Artie Lang.
With Artie Lang?
Oof. But I think it's no. Sad and...
yeah, it really... I mean, that was the toughest part of listening to this is it sounded like he still was somewhat there and like had it together and...
But we...
And knowing what we know now.
If you look at him in this, you're like, there's nothing together. Like, he's...
Oh, I'm glad I didn't watch it then because listening to it was a lot easier.
Now he's at rock bottom. Then he got crashing and just relapsed again. Like...
That sucks.
I think he will... He'll unfortunately pass just.
Oh, you're putting him in your death pool for next year?
He's got to be in everyone's death pool. Like he's running up on Keith Richards, you know what I mean?
I don't know, man.
Or you might Pete just, Doherty.
You never know, though. Dude, there's always those people that like just have it in them.
Like they Keith can just, Richards.
Like Keith, yeah, I was going to say, like Keith Richards.
The real Mickey Mantle gene.
Who can just, that's it, the real Mickey Mantle can go forever.
Oh, who were they talking, who was it they were talking about? Joe DiMaggio. They were talking about Joe DiMaggio, eh?
What about him? I don't remember that.
Well, they were talking about Marilyn Monroe.
No, his brother. No, they were talking about his brother, oh, Doug, his brother, DiMaggio. Yeah.
They said an earthquake was walking around with $600,000 in a suitcase.
Fucking incredible.
He had great stories. He's so honest, and he wanted Joe to smack him. Like he was. Just, I that's how I felt watching.
I don't
the whole
know if he listening. Wanted Joe to do that. I don't know what the hell was going on there.
Either way, whatever Artie wanted, Joe wasn't doing it.
No,
so it doesn't matter. If he was calling for help, Joe wasn't helping.
Well,
if anything,
Joe was trying to help him.
In the most enabling way ever. I go back to it. How can you tell a heroin junkie that they should get a residency in Vegas?
I just think Joe was missing the whole drug part, but he was trying to help Artie with
all
like,
they talked about was drugs.
In shape,
but even there, they did.
He tried to
drugs.
Get his podcast going, and he was trying to get him.
Hold on,
on
though.
The right
track-ish. Wait. Let's just stop. Joe tells every single person that goes on there that they should get in shape and get a podcast. It doesn't matter who the fucking person is. So I don't give that a lot of, that's good. That's good listening, Simon, right there. That's good.
He just doesn't give a fuck.
Simon, Artie. I know he doesn't.
Oh, the dude. No, but Artie Lang, like he's just so naturally funny to pull it off.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't think he prepares and writes jokes.
You think he just goes up and wings it? I love that.
I wish they had
that was hilarious too. Yeah. His story about going up and telling the same bit 20 minutes later.
Yeah,
and the fat guy did it.
That was so funny.
Fucking hilarious. Did it.
I don't know if it was urgent, but for him to write a book or just record everything, like all.
But didn't he say write a book? He goes, I've written two.
I've written two. I've got three specials. Like,
listen, Artie's a fucking classic. Should we? Are we done with this one then? Do you have anything else?
It was kind of sad.
It was, yeah. We should rate it. But I wanted to know if Simon had any other serious notes in there.
Well, just
no. It wasn't that long an episode. It was only an hour and a half. There's not a lot for us to touch on.
Well,
really.
This takes it all full circle. So Brian makes one of his stupid comments where he says, "How come things are $6.95 instead of $7?" You know, like we all know it's because it's some psychological bullshit, and that's what Joe says. Yeah. And then whatever, and then in the episode number one. Joe asked the same thing. He's like, why is it $6.95 and $7? So you're gonna see it all come around.
According to Joe too, we've made a mistake. You shouldn't try to make any money off your podcast at first, although we're 8 months in at this point, so.
And we've really not tried to make
no we
much.
Really haven't and if you call this trying so.
I think also when he says that, he means like doing it needing to make money.
Well, also don't expect to make anything. Exactly. In the first
oh yeah,
two
people
years.
Think we're trying to live off this podcast. You are sorely mistaken.
Bread and butter.
Crackers, literally. Well, Simon could live off bread and butter. Okay, then let's rate this episode, and then that'll be it. Simon, we'll start with you.
I rate this episode a 2.
Okay. I rate it a 4 because it's probably the last coherent conversation you might ever hear.
I'm totally with Kamar. It was short. It was sweet. It's tough to listen to because you know what happens to Artie, but I thought this was a great episode. I would suggest listening to it.
I'm hoping that there's a way better Artie Lang episode out there. Is it the first time he was ever on and the only time he was ever on?
You've put me on the spot.
The guy who picked it has no idea. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's like probably 70,000 hours worth of Stern you could listen to where he's coherent. He was on Stern forever.
No, I just mean, I feel like there's a better Rogan.
Well, we can find out in the future.
And if there isn't one, it's too bad that he couldn't get on again.
I don't think so. I think this is it.
Yeah, I think that's it too.
Especially because the no pool tournament, we know he relapsed, like... He went down the road. Oh, they told the story about Harris Whittles. Do you guys remember that guy?
Yeah.
He was a comedian producer for Parks and Recreation.
Yeah, and he killed himself?
No, he overdosed on heroin. Yeah.
Well,
they were
killing
wrong.
Yourself.
They were wrong. They Joe's
it's
like
it's not suicide.
Joe kept saying, well, sort of involuntary suicide.
I would call it involuntary suicide.
But Joe Rogan would say his pills, it was heroin. And I remember he was on the Pete Holmes, who was on Crashing with Artie Lang, and he was talking like 3 weeks before he overdosed about how he just super sober, like now I realize, but he talked about it. He said he was smoking weed and stuff, and then one day he got hooked on pills, and then a guy said, I don't have pills, but gave him heroin. He said he did the heroin and was like, oh, I'm addicted to heroin now. Like, it was just, he just knew, and then he cleaned up, and then...
I feel like in my observation, the people that talk about their sobriety the most are the ones that are right on the fucking edge.
Mm-hmm.
Like that are just
one
bad thing away from relapsing.
It's not in the back of their mind. It's in the forefront.
Yeah. Like it's literally because it's all they can seem to talk about and think about. And you know, and you're like, do you just want to have a drink? Is that it?
Anyways, I hope Artie gets better, but I think he's just destined.
Not likely. All right. Well, thanks for listening to this episode of This Won't Age Well. And we hope you tune in for the next one. Thanks so much.
Keep keeping on.
What up, Jesse?